Today is lesson number 20, which is our final lesson in Maseches Challah. We only have one Mishnah left, and it is the 11th Mishnah of the 4th Perek. When we finish this, we will have finished Mishnayos Maseches Challah. Mishnah Yud Aleph begins, Ben Antinos, Helo Bechoros Mibovel. This is kind of a continuation of the previous Mishnah, when people brought various gifts and korbanos from Chutz Loretz to Eretz Yisrael, and they were not accepted in Chutz Loretz. And Antinos brought the Bechor, the firstborn of a behemoth tohoda, of a kosher behemoth, and he brought it to from Eretz Yisrael from Bovel. Below Kiblu Mimenu. They didn't accept it from him. The pasuk reads, V'yochalto lifnei Hashem Elokecha b'mokom asher yivchor, L'shaken shmo shom, ma'aseh degoncho tiroshcho v'yitzorecho v'choros bekorcho v'tzoynecho. And the droshom in the Sifri is, mimokom sha'ato mevi ma'aseh dogon, ato mevi bechoros. You only bring the bechor from the same land, namely the land of Israel, from which you bring maisros from grain. There's no maisros from grain in Bovel, and therefore bechoros from Bovel were not accepted as a korban. Hevi Yosef HaKohen, Hevi Bikure Yayin V'Shemen V'lo Kiblu Mimenu. Yosef HaKohen brought, instead of grapes and olives, he brought wine and olive oil. And the halacha is that you do not bring Bikurim, you only bring Bikurim from peros, from actual fruits, and not from the produce, the product, the liquid product, the juice of those fruits. So therefore, lo kiblu mimenu. Now, we learned in the Mishnah Meseches Trumos. Actually, this is Sfiyar Shvarniyav speaking, studied Meseches Trumos with you on this Mishnayos, Trumos. And we learned there in Perek Yud Aleph, Mishnah Gimel, that yes, you don't bring Bikurim from Mashkim, you don't bring juice for Bikurim, except for the produce of olives and grapes. So olive oil and grape juice or wine should be good for Bikurim. However, the Yerushalmi says, no, it depends. If the olives and grapes were harvested with the intention of making out of them oil out of the olives or wine out of the grapes, then you can bring them from Bikurim. But our Mishnah is talking about a situation where he harvested the grapes for a fruit salad. He harvested the olives for a salad, not for oil and wine. Then, that's why lo kiblu mihem. However, the Rambam disagrees, and he says it's a machlokes between our Mishnah and the Mishnah in Trumas. The Mishnah in Trumas feels that wine and olive oil can be brought as Bikurim, and our Mishnah says no, and the Halach is out like our Mishnah. Grapes and olives, yes. Olive oil and wine, no. Afhu, the same Yosef HaKohen, who obviously lived outside of Eretz Yisrael. I'm sorry, strike that. This has nothing to do. He could have lived in Eretz Yisrael. Afhu, Hela Esbono V'Espedei Veso, Lasos Pesach Koton B'Yerushalayim. He lived somewhere in Eretz Yisrael or wherever, and he brought his family, his children, his family, his wife and children, he brought them to Yerushalayim for the Pesach Sheni. Ve'echziru, they turned them back. They said, go back home. Why? Shelo yikova hadovor choiva. They didn't want people to think, oh, if Yosef HaKohen, this famous person, he came on Pesach Sheni with his little children, so he wanted to do the mitzvah of Olas Re'iyah, of being Ola L'Regel with his children on Pesach Sheni. There's no such thing. So therefore, they turned him back. Some say it's because of his wife, that people would think that a woman who is Tomeyah for the first Pesach brings a Pesach Sheni. We paskin that Noshim are not Chayavos in Pesach Sheni. That for Noshim, Pesach Sheni is Rishus. We don't want people to think that women are obligated to do it. So therefore, they sent him back. Aristom, the man called Aristom, Hevi Bikurov Me'apamyo. He brought his Bikurim from Apamyo. Apamyo is a place in Surya. And we already learned that Surya, in some respects, has a halacha of Eretz Yisrael, in some respects not. But here, when it comes to Bikurim from Apamyo, Bikurim from Surya, there the Chachamim accepted it. V'kiblu mimenu. They accepted it because they said, Nesha Omru, Hakone b'Surya. If a Jew buys property in Surya, remember Surya is that land northeast of Eretz Yisrael which David HaMelech conquered and annexed to Eretz Yisrael, but he did that before he conquered all of Eretz Yisrael. So therefore it's kind of a quasi-Eretz Yisrael. But the Chachamim here say, Hakone b'Surya kikone b'farvor shebirushalayim. If a person purchases, a Jewish person purchases property in Surya, it is as if he bought in the suburbs of Yerushalayim. Because as far as Bikurim is concerned, Surya is like Eretz Yisrael. As far as Truma is concerned, Surya is kechutz la'aretz, and you do not bring Truma from Surya to Eretz Yisrael. However, the reason for that is because Truma, we're concerned that the Kohanim will go to the farms and try to get the Truma. That's where they collect the Truma, out on the farms. So if there's a farm in Surya, the Kohanim will leave Eretz Yisrael proper and go to Surya to collect their Truma. We don't want that. But Bikurim is not collected by the Kohen on the farms. Bikurim is brought to Yerushalayim. So let the people from Surya bring it to Yerushalayim. There's no danger that the Kohanim are going to leave Eretz Yisrael to go to Surya to get it. Let the people from Surya come to Yerushalayim, give some business to the taxi cabs and hotels in Yerushalayim, and give it to the Kohen there, because in that respect, as far as Bikurim is concerned, Hakone b'Surya, Kekone b'Farvor sheb'Yerushalayim, Me Yerushalayim, its Farvorim, its suburbs, and its entirety be built up in Mehero v'Yomeinu, Omein, Hadron Aloch Meseches Chalo. We have now finished Baruch Hashem Meseches Mishnayos Meseches Chalo.
Meseches Orla, Parak Aleph, Mishnah Aleph. Now we know Orla is prohibition from the Torah, prohibiting us from eating any of the first 3 years of a tree's fruit. The first Mishnah is going to deal with what happens when we plant a tree, not for the sake of fruit, but for the sake of fencing. Normally, you know, a person would figure, well, if I just plant something, the halacha should be that Orla would apply. However, the pasuk does say differently. It says that when you plant any eitz ma'achal, so there has to be a ma'isa netiya. You actually have to plant the tree with the intent that you're going to eat it, not otherwise. So let's begin with the first mission. Hanotea l'siya gulakayrus. So a person who plants a tree for fencing or for boards, pata min ha'arla. Any fruit that would be a byproduct of this tree would be pata from arla. Rabbi Yasi amar, afilo amar pnimi l'maychal v'chitzon l'siyag ha'pnimi chayv v'chitzon pata. So if I'm planting a bunch of trees, a row of trees, as the outer wall of trees is for fencing and the inner wall is for fruit, the inner wall is chayef and the outer wall is pater.